Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Well, a very good evening, everyone. And anytime you hear that music, you know it is time for At Home with Victoria. For those of you that are joining us on the East Coast, it's very nice to have you here. And if you're on the West Coast, we're ahead of you a little bit, so we're happy that you're able to be here with us as well. I am the host of the show, Victoria Gaither. And again, thank you so much. Entertainment co-host Michael Kay will be with us shortly. But today, we've got an interesting show that we're going to talk about, because anytime I get to talk about a spa, that, of course, always makes me happy. Michael has a young lady from his hometown in Regina that's going to come on and talk to us about a spa that she owns that is actually called Lemon Drop Salon. So we're going to hear about that. And also, we're hoping that we're going to have an author who's going to come on that's going to basically give us some tips on how we can sort of live our best life and all of that good stuff. So, you know, we've sort of got the Zen, the spa going on tonight, and advice on how you can relax your mind, relax your body, calm yourself down. So with that, I do believe my radio hubby, Michael Kay, is also joining me. Entertainment co-host, how are you this evening?
I am doing very well. I've enjoyed a wonderful spring day with beautiful sunshine. I went out and got some tennis played today, so I can just now feel my my body tensing up from the lack of usage over the winter months. So it's appropriate that we have the author Elizabeth Hamilton Warino joining us, as well as Holly Matharu from Regina, talking to us about how to make our bodies feel well. But how was your day? You had international connection today.
Yeah, I did. We had international connection today. And my goodness, we had so many news stories. Let's see, we talked about, which is very cool, that the New Zealand Prime Minister John Key is actually going to be visiting America, visiting our President Barack Obama at the White House next month. They're going to talk politics, and I'm sure there'll be a few dinners and functions. Then, you know, you've got the situation in Thailand where they have martial law that has been declared across Thailand. So what's funny about that story, Michael, is the military is telling everybody, stay in the house, you know, but we want you to go about your own business. And it's kind of like, well, it's hard to go about my own business when there are tanks and guns rolling down every street, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, living in fear like that must drive people crazy on an ongoing basis. I'm very, you know, got to be thankful to live in America. All we have here is the middle class poverty and the occasional thunderstorm. So I think we're doing pretty well compared.
Right. And of course, politicians and people are always trying to look to help the middle class, you know, so it seems today. But also another story that I didn't get a chance to do today because it just sort of, well, it didn't flip my mind. I just wasn't able to get it in there because I found out too late. And that was it the state of Pennsylvania that overturned the ban on gay marriage? So you're now able to get married in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Yesterday it was Oregon, and today it was Pennsylvania. So, you know, slowly, state by state, everybody's coming around to recognize that love is not just between the different genders. Love is forever. And actually, it's a big state. It's a big overturn for Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is typically a red state, and so it's a big thing. It's a big thing, and mm-hmm. I'm very, very happy for all my Pennsylvania people who can now get married. And actually, last notice too, I believe 2,740 registered to get married today. So it's a big number. So it's been a long time coming.
Well, congratulations, yeah, and clearly, you know, with that number, that shows that there are, you know, lots of same-sex folks in that state that want to join a union and get married. There was another story that we talked about, which, you know, everybody's sort of been buzzing about, and that was actress Pamela Anderson, who opened up about being sexually abused as a child. And apparently the former Baywatch star said it started with Michael when she was 6 years old, when she was molested by a babysitter. And then she was raped at 12 by the brother of a friend's boyfriend. And she talked about how what helped her through that was the comfort of animals. So she's there in Cairns talking about her animal rights charity. And she just sort of came out with that. And I think people were just kind of like, whoa, you know, we had no idea, but I'm sure it's not like every day you go around talking about that you've been, you know, sexually abused. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Plus, you got to applaud her bravery. It's so sad that all of these beautiful actresses always have a hard luck story that, you know, it's hard to determine that it's who they make, it's who makes themselves kind of a thing. I mean, the background is how they become overcome what they've gone through. It's just amazing. And for Pam Anderson, I was kind of pretty shocked to go ahead and hear that, because that's a pretty young age. I mean, it's, any age is a young age, but that's a really young age for her.
No, you're right. I totally agree with you. And then, of course, one of my favorite stories, well, two of my favorite stories that are sort of my feel-good stories that we do at the end of the show, was about a group of friends in New York City who found $40,000 in a couch that they had purchased from a thrift store. So they're opening up this couch, and they see these envelopes, and they open them up. All of this money is there, Michael. They happen to find a deposit slip with the woman's name on it. So they literally gave the lady a call, 91 years old, and they call her and say, hey, we found your couch. And she says, hey, I've got a lot of money in that couch. I need that couch back. So so they literally gave her the couch back, and she gave each one of them a $1,000 reward. And I thought, you know, that sort of restores your faith in humanity, that those youngsters, you know, were in their early 20s, I believe, gave it back. Because, you know, a lot of people would be like, I'm not giving that back, or be thinking, woohoo, party time, let's party now.
Well, I'd be thinking, what couch? I didn't see no couch. It's crazy. What are you talking about? Crazy thing. But no, especially for the 90-year-old woman, I mean, that's good karma. Good karma will be bestowed upon these people, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, no, totally agree. Then my other favorite story was Godzilla. We've got to go see that. I know you always kind of watch movies at home when it comes out and not a lot of times on the big screen. But what's funny about Godzilla is that, you know, the people in Japan who, you know, came out with Godzilla, you probably know this more than I do, what, in the 50s or something? I don't know when they came out. But apparently the new Americanized version of Godzilla, which was out this weekend at movie theaters, is too fat. His shoulders and his back are just too broad. And analysts weren't expecting that this was going to bring in much money at all. But Godzilla made $93.2 million on the opening weekend. And that was just in North America alone. So clearly that big giant lizard there, you know, beat expectations. Who knew Godzilla would do that?
Well, and funny thing about Godzilla fans, Godzilla really is a cult classic, much like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. And so people who are true fans of Godzilla, they know Godzilla. They've lived with Godzilla, and if you want to stray from the formula, Godzilla is not where to stray from. They want a total reenactment. Now, it's very curious, though, because $93.2 million for North America isn't bad for an opening. It's not bad for an opening anywhere kind of a thing. But I'd be very curious to know exactly how much they spent making it, because the special effects, I hear, are pretty spectacular. So I'm guessing they could have spent close to upwards of $430 million making it and grossing $93 million on the first day of box office. First weekend of box office would be a nice start to it, but still a long way to go to try and recoup any losses.
Yeah, well, and then keep in mind the figures that I got, that was just for North America.
Right.
So yeah, so they because it was actually released worldwide this weekend, so all the other figures haven't come in yet. But no, definitely you're right. But you know, $93.2 million is a far cry from what they thought it was gonna do, $70 million, as well. But there's also something that we didn't talk about earlier because it's just really happening now that's trending on social media. And we'll talk about this, Michael, then maybe after this we can play a couple of songs because we're still waiting for our guest to call in. But this whole thing with Pat Sajak. So apparently, you go ahead and take it because you kind of told me about it.
Well, no, because you're sitting there right with whatever the exact wording and stuff, but basically had a Twitter rant. He had a Twitter rant today, basically calling anybody who believes in global warming is a little crazy, a little cuckoo in the head. This coming from the man whose biggest question is, would you like to buy a vowel? So a lot of speculation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today saying, is he even qualified to go ahead and lend his 2 cents on such a global warming topic? So he really wrought a lot of feathers. It'll be really interesting to watch social media through the night and into the morning, because I think it just hit basically about an hour and a half ago. So it's gonna fester. People are getting home now from work and logging on, watching Wheel of Fortune, thinking, uh-oh.
Right.
Not going to watch this no more. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, I have to be honest, I don't really watch Wheel of Fortune. I don't follow Pat Sajak, so I really know nothing about him except for Wheel of Fortune to me is sort of one of those shows that's an institution in America. It's kind of like apple pie. You always turn on. He's always been there forever and that sort of thing. But I am reading right now that he is a hardcore conservative sort of firebrand. And apparently he uses Twitter, you know, to make political statements all the time. But I'm going to go back up because apparently the quote, and this is from the Washington Post, the headline is Pat Sajak, quote, "Global warming alarmists are unpatriotic racists," end of quote. That's pretty severe and steep. I mean, to make a statement like that, I think. Holy moly, Pat Sajak.
Yeah, pretty harsh. But, you know, everybody's got to put their foot in it once in a while. I mean, God knows I'm guilty of it. But Pat, to say something so blanket statement like that can rile and ruffle a lot of feathers. I do agree with you. But.
Actually, I'm going to read the exact tweet. He says right here, "I now believe global warming alarmists are unpatriotic racists, knowingly misleading for their own ends. Good night." So that was the exact, that was the exact wording there. But anyway, yeah, you're right. I mean, people are coming home from work, and this is about the time, well, probably more so an hour ago, at least here on the East Coast, probably West Coast is coming on now, that people are turning on and actually watching their beloved Pat Sajak. So it'll be interesting to see what happens after this as well. So what do you want to do? You want to play a couple of songs and then come back?
Yeah, I want to go ahead and do that. I'll just make one last mention. I think Pat Sajak had a little bit too much Chardonnay, and that's too much Chardonnay in Twitter can also be as dangerous as too much Chardonnay in Facebook. So
and you know that.
I know that firsthand. I'm guilty of it, and I do it often, but. Let's play a little music. This is Anna Johnson with Someday, and someday, hopefully, Elizabeth Hamilton Moreno will go ahead and join us. She's the author of her new book, Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through, from Hay House Productions. So this is Anna Johnson with Someday. Don't go away.
Four. Guitar case to sing. Glad to meet you, here I am. She says sometimes when it rains I cancel my plans, catch all the drops in my hands, listen to the beat. Life can be so sweet. Yeah. Magazines with torn up pages, old jeans with holes, she's worn for days, but who cares? It's okay. Someday she'll be on the big stage, singing about those rainy days, singing songs and blowing clouds away, far away. She knows that someday her dreams will come true. Someday she'll sing them for you. Someday you'll want to go too.
www.annajohnsonmusic.com. She's got a new album out, so check it out there too. But Vic, our guest is not here, so tell me more what's happening in the world today.
Yeah, and you know what? I love that song. I mean, every time you play that, I love it. It's just like one of those songs makes your melts your heart, and it kind of goes, oh, I really like that. So what else did we talk about? What was interesting, we talked about in Turkey, and I know you follow all this stuff because you're a news junkie like me. Three people were arrested as a result of that mining accident there that killed 301 people on Tuesday, and that comes after this sort of widespread anger over what's being called Turkey's worst disaster. And every time you kind of cover these stories, Michael, it's interesting because the mining companies always have these horrible violations. Inspectors have already been there before to say, hey, this place is a wreck, fix it, you know, people can die. And then the companies never, ever do. So, you know, 301 people were killed in Turkey for that mining accident. It's just so sad, you know?
Yeah, 301 families are upset too. You know, again, it's a situation of Band-Aids and thumbtacks, and that's too late to go ahead and actually fix the situation that comes up. But especially with Turkey being quite a forward-thinking state over there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's 301 families affected by that. It's so very sad.
And of course, you know, who else is always in the news lately who can never stay out is Donald Sterling, the L.A. Clippers owner. So he has until May the 27th to respond to the NBA, which on Monday initiated a charge seeking for him to terminate his rights to that franchise. So Sterling and his wife Shelley, and Shelley has it through this trust, that they'll get to make a presentation to the Board of Governors on June the 3rd. And all this, of course, happened after Sterling made those racist comments about African Americans and Magic Johnson. And you and I haven't had a chance to talk about that, but I always found what's so interesting about Sterling and the racist comments that he made, you know, his girlfriend is a minority and she's half black and half Mexican. It's like, hello? Did you not look at her? Did you not know that? Right? It's so crazy.
Kind of funny to pull the racist card, especially when you're dating someone of color. And I'm very happy. I've listened to you and Stu cover this in New Zealand for a few times now. And, you know, again, please understand I don't condone racism of any sort, but it's a generational thing. I think a man of his age being in, I believe he's in his early 70s, is just basically too old to change. And locked in his ways, and that's the way he kind of sees things. And it's also kind of crazy that he goes ahead and makes the racial slur on the backs of the fact that 95% of his team is African American. So it's just almost like biting off your hand to, you know, biting off your nose to bite your face, kind of a thing.
And you know, the a part of what you said about generation, I do believe that, you know, like I look at my grandmother and, you know, friends that, you know, have great-great-grandparents, a lot of it is generational. But that sort of thing, it's like, you know, dude, come on. I mean, you're worth millions of dollars, you know, and you would think that it doesn't matter if it's a generational thing or if he thinks that way and that he needs to get his act together. I mean, yeah. I mean, something I do think when it comes to society and culture, you know, it is generational, as it will be for us when we fast forward, you know, we're lucky enough to be here, I don't know, 30, 40 years from now or however long we get, then the people that will come before us, you know, we'll have generational sort of things and memories or whatever for us. But yeah, but with this guy, it doesn't matter how you slice it and dice it. He was wrong, and it's clear that he's got some issues. I see we have a caller on the line. Is that one of our guests that's calling in, Michael?
That is. I was going to speak, you know, with Mr. Sterling and his lemon attitude. To change your lemon attitude around, this is Holly Batharu from Lemon Drop Salon calling from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. Holly, thanks for joining us tonight. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Vic, I just want to give you a little quick background. Holly and I worked together. I was doing the math, Holly. It would be like almost over 21 years that we were working at the Forks on downtown Regina, Saskatchewan. Holly was one of the finest haircutters there. She just opened her new salon, the Lemon Drop Salon, 8 months ago. And congratulations, Holly. It's a big feat to go ahead and take on a salon by yourself. How are you enjoying it so far?
Thanks, Michael. It's awesome. It's a dream come true, for sure. It's something I've been talking about for a long time, and you just have to have the courage and follow the universe as things are put in place and go for it. So it's been great. It's hard work, but it's a great payoff for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work owning your business, boy. I mean, you got to do everything now. I just want to mention really quickly, Lemon Drop Salon is at 1954 Angus Street on the second floor. Call 302-565-2500 for your appointment. But you had a fantastic turnover today, because today, this is, I find it so funny, because Vic, they got their liquor license today. So now you can sit down, have a martini, have a beer, get your hair done. I mean,
my kind of place.
My kind of place, too,
yeah,
Holly. Which,
sign
Holly,
me up.
I'm going to tell you honestly here, it's against OSHA regulations to go ahead and actually purchase alcohol. You have to actually just have a bottle of wine underneath your desk for your clients and stuff like that. So attaining a liquor license for a beauty salon, is that commonplace in Saskatchewan now?
They just changed the law just last year, and it was a bit of an ordeal. It's quite a lengthy application that you have to fill out, and you know, you have to, it seemed like a bit of an archaic process where you had to give public notice if anyone wanted to protest it in your local newspaper, you know, for a couple of weeks in a row. So I think there's just several other salons that do have their license. For myself, I just thought, because we are called Lemon Drop Salon, I thought having a signature lemon drop martini would just sort of complete the ambience when you came in.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree. And Vic loves the lemon drop, don't you, Vic?
Oh, yes, I do. Actually, lemon drops is like one of my favorite drinks. So so tell us, what kind of services do you offer there at the salon? Can you get like a facial and all that good stuff?
We are a full-service hair salon at the moment. So, you know, we do sort of the gamut of, you know, coloring, cutting, extensions, hair, tattooing, all of those things. We're not into the aesthetics yet, but we are definitely open to that in the future.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, Vic has a whole head of extensions right now.
Yeah.
And we were kind of laughing, Holly, because the price point for extensions, it depends where you go here and everything like that. Vic has a great girl and gives her a great price. What are the pricing of your hair extensions?
I believe our hair extensions, what do they charge per hour? I think it's about $40 per hour, and then it just depends on the package of hair that you need. But usually, like if someone's getting a full head of extensions, it usually goes up to about $500.
Still a great bargain there. Actually, when we were at Elizabeth Arden, our extension started at $2,500. And that was the full head. That's 8 hours and stuff. And they did the sew-ins. The glue-ins were a little bit cheaper, but the sew-ins, man, that's an all-day process. And although I would have loved to have made that kind of money, I don't have that kind of patience. I mean, Jesus. That is like minuscule braiding.
But, you know, I'm sorry, Holly. I just wanted to jump in there. I have to say, when I got mine done, and you know, Michael can tell you, because he takes care of my own hair, and I have quite a bit of my own hair, very thick, that comes down to my shoulder length, so I'm not lacking any hair of my own. But it only took the girl that does my hair, I would say, less than 2 hours, so it didn't take her a long time at all. But I guess it depends on the style that you're getting as well.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I'd say on average the girls spend about, it can be about 4 to 6 hours for, yeah. Yeah.
Cool
so
beans.
I guess they are getting a pretty good deal.
So you got a big staff there, Holly, or?
We have a staff of 5 right now. We definitely have room to expand to about 2 more. So there's 5 of us, but only 3 of us are full-time. So I'm still looking to add another full-time stylist here.
Nice.
Well, geez, maybe when I get back to Canada, I can work
there
at your salon.
It's pretty competitive in the area where I'm in. It seems quite saturated with hair salons. We're right next door to another hair salon, but there's enough clients for everyone.
Yeah, I'm trying to think on Angus Street. That's between Victoria and College, right?
Yeah, it is.
So it's in that block.
So it's a great, we're just on the edge of downtown, and we're in the cathedral area.
Yeah.
It's kind of an artsy, trendy area.
Vic, it's a lovely area. It's like Manayunk in Pennsylvania or Soho in New York. It's that sort of like
pretty trendy
downtown little cafes and stuff like that. Now that I'm talking to you, Holly, I kind of miss Regina. I mean, that was a great place. I spent 10 years there with at the works with Greg and Cammy. Greg and Cammy,
yes.
Yeah. At the
you
works.
You were so inspirational even back then. Like you were.
Aww.
Like and even your conversation with your clients, I can. absolutely see what you do today has the same kind of feel.
I'm going to cry. I'm spritzing a little bit. That's sweet of you, Holly. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, too, Holly, you were a fantastic cutter. I watched you cut. And from hairstylist to hairstylist, another hairstylist out there, you know what a big compliment is when someone actually watches you cut hair, because the way that that happened, Holly would sit in this little chair, and she would spend an hour doing the best fades and the best inverted bobs on the planet. And it's so fitting that you have your own salon, Holly.
Nothing's changed at all. Thank you. And I would love for you to come and visit sometime.
Absolutely, I certainly will. Once again, Lemon Drop Salon is at 1954 Angus on the second floor. You can call 306-565-2500 for your appointment. I highly recommend Holly. Holly, what is the average line pricing there for a haircut and shampoo now?
It's about 47 plus tax.
Wow. Oh,
that's a good price.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Victoria, don't forget, in Canada, they had the GST and the PST. They had the goods and services tax and the provincial sales tax. So
you get hit double
on the taxes there, yeah. It's going to be a little different from a tax-free state, but yeah.
What would it be there for you guys, an average?
Right now, I'm charging $75 for a haircut, and my single processes start at $130.
Yeah, wow.
A little bit different. Yeah. A little bit different.
I'm going to Canada to get. I'm going to Lemon Drop to get my hair done. I'm not messing around.
I'm going
to
open a second salon in the state.
Michael Gay has been charging me too much, Holly, over these years. I'm headed to Canada. Forget you. I'm done with you, dude.
That's great, Holly. It's great catching up with you. Thanks for joining, and I know you've got a color that you're going to take down now. But thanks for joining us tonight, and congratulations on the new salon. And like I said, it's great catching up. Catch up with me more on Facebook and stuff. I'd love to go ahead and find out what happened to everybody that. Left the work.
I absolutely will. Would love to. Thank you for talking to me. Nice to meet you, Victoria, on the air.
Thank you so much. Come back anytime.
Thanks. Okay.
Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Well, congratulations to her for taking the leap and doing that. That's awesome.
I'm telling you. And you know, seriously, the sweetest gal. You know,
you can tell. Yeah, my goodness, yeah. You can tell. You can hear it inside her voice for sure.
Absolutely. However, we're going to come back to you on Monday, May 26th, Dan the Athey, your spiritual secretary is going to be joining us back, taking your calls. So feel free to call at 718-664-9364. That's 718-664-9364. Next Monday, we'll be on live for an hour with Dan the Athey, taking your calls, trying to help redirect your life. And as for Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, I'm sorry, babe. We would have loved to chat with you, but her book is called Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. You can go to besteveryou.com and find out more. But Vic, this has been I love live radio when the guest doesn't show and we just get to go ahead and chit-chat.
I was going to say this has been great. You know, that's what's wonderful about live radio. We got to talk all about the news events, which you and I never ever get a chance to do, because you know I'm such a news junkie, hence that's why I'm a journalist, and got to listen to some music. Yeah, so it was all good. So we're going to see you guys back here next week, and be good to yourselves for the rest of the weekend this weekend, and Michael's going to play us out, right?
You got it. For At Home with Victoria, I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.